Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 68, the Liberty Square Riverboat. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Memory 68 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So the pieces are coming together for my trip to Orlando. I have my ticket down purchased. We have plans to be in the park one day with the whole family. And if things go well, I'll get to spend the evenings after the conference breaks up for the day in the parks, or at least in the resorts. And what I'd love to hear is, you know, is anybody interested in meeting up sometime? Are you going to be there on vacation? Between June 10 through June 14. So just email me or call the voicemail line or leave me feedback on the Facebook or whatever. Let me know if you're going to be down there and maybe we can coordinate and, you know, get our times together so that we can see each other and hang out for a little bit. So, on to the real reason you're actually listening. A request for today's show came from an email from Michael. He wrote, "I've been collecting WDW attraction audio for quite some time, but after recently having my computer wiped out, I've been there, Michael, I've lost some of my favorite tracks. One of those, and I especially enjoyed listening to it while I was out on my boat or kayak, was the trip around the rivers of America on board the Liberty Bell. Michael, as it turns out, and I emailed you about this, I do have that audio, but it's not source audio. But it's better in my opinion. It's in binaural, and it's live recorded in the parks, which will put you right there. As I usually do, I toss the question out on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, seeking input from you, the listeners, and I got the following responses. On Facebook, Lisa wrote, "It's a quiet escape from the rush of the Magic Kingdom, and as my parents aged, it was an attraction that we could all do together and wanted to do." Dan also wrote, "I have no real memories of the attraction, but I would love to hear it and have it stored in my collection." And Joey wrote, "I love it. Second favorite. My first is the Tomorrowland Speedway." As I said before, the memory is in binaural, so headphones on. For this memory, we're going back to 2006 on our anniversary trip. It's December, and Tracy and I have been enjoying our trip, but it's coming to a close, sadly. This is our last day, and we're spending it in the Magic Kingdom. We've already had lots of fun in the parks today, and we're looking for a bit of relaxation. We've actually got tickets to the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party tonight, but we don't end up going because of the rain, so we end up backing out, and Disney was actually very accommodating, so don't always count that out. Now, I don't ever remember riding the riverboat before, so this is a new attraction for me. We're going to jump into the memory as Tracy and I are walking through the loading dock and right onto the boat. As we're waiting to get underway, Tracy and I do a bit of wandering around, looking at plaques, checking out the different views, and really just getting to know the boat. We settle on a spot at the bow of the boat and take a seat on a bench. As the boat gets underway, we'll move around a bit, trying to take in all the views. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we go for a leisurely ride around the rivers of America.
Sit down there. I might. Should be able to go there right after this. It's going to be on the calendar again. Probably, yeah. We'll go stake out a spot. Then we'll follow them to decide what we want to do for dinner. It sounds like a little bit. couple right there. Father and the son of the boy over there. Who is that right there? I'm trying to figure out if it's a character. Kansas. I don't know, but it looks like a clown. They were loud, I know, but I loved it.
I didn't say they were any good. I just said they were really loud.
Last call. Secure all cargo. All passengers aboard. Cargo secure. All passengers boarded, sir. All hands standby. Engine room. Reverse one quarter.
Thing we have, so I make sure I only use it with a comment. That I remember cost site was my stomping ground when I was young. Exceedingly young. Marvelously young. Young by hundreds of years. Younger than I will ever be again. It's called Tom Sawyer's Island and is named for a friend from my boyhood. Even today, the only way you can get there is by wreck. Old man Harper's grain mill is there, back in the woods just off Tom's Landing. And that's Muck Potter's pond and his windmill. We almost came up once. And that's Huck's land. I always did like Huck. He could swear just wonderfully. He and Tom and I spent most of our wild and reckless youth exploring that island. Lots of caves, lots of adventures, if you know where to look. And we all knew where to look. And that Superstition Bridge. It connects the Big Island to the Little one. And if you follow the Wilderness Trail there, it'll lead you right up to the gates of Fort Langhorne. It's the last trading outpost before we head into the Indian country. Look off to the port side there. Every now and then, the water under that crest of rock comes to a natural boil. Spurts out all over the place like a tea kettle left on fire too long. The Indians around here used to tell me these geysers were actually unfriendly spirits, upset by uninvited trespassers traipsing all over their sacred hunting ground. Be that as it may, that big thunder mountain poking up in the sky over there. The Indians made it that because of the sound the falls used to make when the big rains came. Then the miners and prospectors and get-rich-quick speculators showed up, and the main stuff was under the sound of blasting powder going off every few minutes. There's not so much blasting in the place, but the mining is loaded down with simple-hearted, terror-filled folks like you.
Lots of game out this this way. I've seen loons and deer and plenty of other critters along the shoreline. But it could be why the pelicans are out this far. You know, just following the food trail.
Just beyond the village, up that hill, is their sacred burial ground. Those who fall in battle are placed atop the traditional bed of death. After nightfall, they'll return to mourn the great warriors who brought our magic across. Attention deck watch. Show the port and starboard. Engine room, steady on. We're entering the shallow water, but there's no cause to worry. Sam knows every shoal and shallow, every snag and sandbar in this part of the river, and he'll navigate us through the safe water. You wouldn't steer us wrong, would you, Sam? I believe we ought to never do wrong, Captain. Especially when others are looking. Policeman, sing out. Fire them all. Those of you that have been this way before know that the water can get fairly shallow along this stretch of the river. Please, let me call out the deck.
Stop on the way.
Captain, we're passing Cutthroat Corner. Attention deck crew, stay alert. If there's river pirates out here, this is where they're most likely to be. Yes, I can hear them from here. Lots of my commotion, it sounds like they're interested in my elsewhere. If you folks on deck look past the trees on the island, that's Fort Langhorne.
Yeah.
Most of these little forts started out as trading posts. Then as settlers started heading west, the army came in and took them over. My feeling is, these days, there's a lot less frontier and a lot more civilization than is truly necessary. Policeman, give me a death reading. Stay out.
By the mark, halfway, mark one, mark way, no bottom, safe water.
sorry.
You see that brick mansion back over yonder there in the woods? I'm not totally scared out to say it's haunted. They say it was built on a sacred Indian burial ground, so now it's filled with spirits. Yeah, I mean, I say the ones telling those tales are the ones filled with spirits. If you want proof, just ask them. They got it. About 100 proof already. And all you can do is don't start any matches if they ain't agreeing in your direction.
I hope you all could hear that. Did you catch the interplay with the whistles? Remember, it's December in this memory, so one of those back and forths was Jingle Bells. Anyways, to me it just shows how much fun working at Walt Disney World could be. The cast members are actually encouraged, it feels like, to have fun and make the day a little bit more special. Thank you again, Michael, for writing in. And to all of you for your comments. Let's keep them coming and continue sharing our memories on the Liberty Square Riverboat. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up those search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet or on Facebook or Google+ or Pinterest or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you would like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. There you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website. For other great information that help support the show as well. I've recently purchased some of that new recording equipment that I was talking about, and I'm looking forward to using it in a couple weeks when I'm there in the parks. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it? Great!